I think it's only natural, you know, people form into their groups where they sit on the bus or whatever.
Yeah.
But and have their opinions on it. But the thing that's good about our team is we are all one group. And, you know, people might listen to me here and say, no, that's rubbish, you know, everyone has cliques. But genuinely, in this team, I believe we're the strongest, we have the strongest bond we've ever had. You know, normally there's one or two who are a bit of bad eggs. But this team, genuinely, I believe, don't have that. So, you know, we all take it on the chin. We all have our, admit to our own responsibilities. So, like, we all discuss it together, really, and come to one as to why it all went wrong.
After your time in Iceland and your loan spell at Tamworth, etc., I guess, and recovering from the injury, of course, then the next step is to become a regular in the first team.
You know, with this team, it's very, very hard for a young midfielder to establish himself every week. You know, I think you have to be blooded in. Even at 20, I'm still quite young.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I always have this discussion with people, you know, if I was a winger or a striker and had that, you know, you could come on 5 minutes or 10 minutes and get your appearances that way. But in midfield, it's such a vital position.
You've got Darren Potter, Stephen Gleeson, Luke Chadwick. I mean, you could pick the worst position, didn't you, George?
Oh, exactly. And then you can get loan players like Chris Lyons, who's also, I believe, done quite well. So, you know, those players are all of a championship quality, in my opinion. You know, football's a game of opinions, but in my opinion, I always talk about Gleeson, Potts. I think they're, you know, for this league, different class. I haven't seen anyone, no one in League One's caught my eye in midfield as much as those.
And how do you do it? Because you're not, you know, you're still, as you say, you're still a young player, but you're in that period now where you could break into the first team with good performances, you could keep your place. So you're not a kid anymore, you know, you've broken through a little bit. Do you still talk to Darren? Do you say, Darren, you know, what would you do in this situation? I mean, how does it work? Do you still take advice from people like Darren and Stephen, etc.?
Yeah, well, I'm actually quite close with both Potts and Glee, so it's good. The whole team's close, but I always ask Pottsy, you know, we do a bit extra, or you know, what do you think I can work on? I talk to the gaffer, I talk to Mick. I'm always having conversations with Glee because sometimes we travel in together. So yeah, that it's valuable experience they can pass on to me. And you know, I for one, I'm always wanting to learn. I'm always wanting to hear from these kind of players. And it's good. It is really good.
And for those people that will be, of Dons fans that will be aware of you, of course, but not seen a huge amount of you, do you have a preferred role? Is it more of a defensive midfielder, isn't it? That's the position you favour.
Yeah, you know, I think I'm more similar to Gleeson in the fact that I like to, you know, rat around and tackle hard, and
right.
You know, I'm the industrious side. Whereas I believe Potsy's the elegant player who. Gleeson does a lot of the hard work, and then Potsy then, you know, plays those wonderful balls and looks brilliant, and well, he is really good. So, but the, you know, the thing I think I bring as well is I'll drive with the ball. You know, I like to drive forward with the ball, a bit like Lionsy, more of like an industrial midfielder. Yeah. You know,
and you look good on the ball. You look comfortable on the ball. It's something that you want. You want the ball on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think that's all credit goes to the youth team staff. You know, the way they bring players up here is it's always with the balls. It's not about your size. And I've always had to. I think that's why I'm such an aggressive player, because I've always had to have that in order to compete. Going up, you know, playing the Arsenals of this world when I was young, you had to be aggressive when you were my size. Otherwise, you know, you're never going to get the balls off these 6'5" lads who are 12 years old. Do you know what I mean? It's, it's one of them ones.
And what about the academy now, the next crop? I mean, is it something you look at? Is there still that contact, the likes of, you know, Deli and George and Brendan and Giorgio, etc., all, you know, looking very promising?
Yeah, they are. They're very, very talented young lads, and I'm very close with the youth team because I know how hard it is, you know, to come into a first team environment. So I've always got a lot of sympathy with them, you know, when they make a mistake in training, or, you know, all us young players are going to make mistakes in training. It's for us to keep encouraging up one another, and I believe, yeah, they're a very good bunch of lads. Just as long as they keep their feet on the ground, I think they can go a long way.
How's brother getting along?
He's doing all right, yeah. He's not at the preferred end of the table at the minute, but no, you know, that move to West Ham changed his life dramatically, and you know, he's thankful for his time here, and I think well, he always tells me how much he's never enjoyed football as much as he left here. So I think that's a good little thing to say about the club, and I think a lot of people believe in that.